Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
30078.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
My first name is Cindy. Last name is Rice, R-I-C-E.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
3063 Skyland Drive, Snellville, Georgia. 30078.
And I'm waiting on that to load. One moment. Bear with me a few moments. So it looks like the shipping was paid. That was back on July 9th, and it was for $5.74. That was for your free gift, the KitchenAid. That was strictly just the shipping for your free gift. And then you were charged the, well, it's also a welcoming gift. And you receive a $125 gift card. The reason that you were charged the $56.95 is the membership fee for that $125 gift card to that online gadget store.
Okay, because I was not aware of that, and so my credit card people have been calling me and saying it was fraudulent activity. So I want to cancel my subscription or cancel whatever.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and get this canceled for you for any future charges. In the terms and conditions, that's where it would have stated about the $56.95 charge and that it was for that $125 gift card. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund.
Okay. I didn't know anything about any gift card. Nothing was said about a gift card. I haven't talked to nobody or anything like that. So I didn't know anything about it. Yeah, you can refund it.
Okay. And that refund can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.